This episode is inspired by Vanity Fair interviewing people 1 year apart, asking the same questions. We thought that this would be really cool to do, but obviously we can't wait a whole year, so we'll be doing a 6 month time capsule.
If you guys want to watch the Vanity Fair time capsules, we recommend watching Billie Eilish's interview because it's cute. Yeah. So go watch it.
Also, we're not sponsored by Vanity Fair or anyone. It's just we got inspired by them.
So we're doing this because we thought it would be a great way to track our growth and mindset and values.
Yeah, I mean, like, this whole entire podcast was a, I guess, some sort of, like, tracking device for us, right? We had the aim at the beginning for this podcast, like, for me, to remember things and not make the same mistakes and just, yeah, I guess, really learn from the lessons I've been given.
And for me, I guess, just to help me open up because I'm a very closed person.
And you're bottled up by a lot of things that it would even affect you physically.
Yeah. So the questions will be the same every single time capsule. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy and tune back in 6 months time. This is Amy.
And this is Lucia.
And you're listening to The Therapy Project. Today is Saturday, 24th of October, 2020, and this episode will actually be live on the 3rd of November, 2020.
We are currently in Amy's study in her house recording this episode, and it is currently raining outside.
Let's start with the questions.
Yes.
Question one, what is your current favorite hobby? What do you spend most of your time doing?
I think everyone can answer this for us, for those who have been listening, and that is Gaming! For me in particular, it's definitely League of Legends. Yeah, that's, I think, my current favorite hobby. And I've been spending a lot of time doing it. How about you?
Same. But my game is Warzone, COD, Call of Duty, Warzone. Yeah, whatever. Actually, that's it. But before...
Yeah, we want to just, like, compare this, like, 6 months before because we're not just crazy gamer girls. What was our hobbies back 6 months ago?
6 months ago, I think my hobby was more, like, singing, actual, like, physical board games.
Yes.
Obviously, podcasting and also cooking because we were in lockdown then. Mm. So I wanted to cook more.
Yeah, very similar. We actually were playing board games together. Yeah. And we also played like PS4, like Switch kind of games as well.
That's right.
Yeah, that was really fun. And yeah, definitely podcasting. And I think I spent a lot of my time actually trying new things. So is that a hobby, like trying new things?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Question two. The newest skill you've picked up?
I think having somewhat of an idea of like how the Instagram algorithm works and how to navigate like the Instagram world or social media world. Yeah.
Mm. I would say like thinking before I speak a little more.
Question three. If you could have one wish granted at this moment, what would it be?
Right now, for me, I would love to be able to travel, especially to Hong Kong, because my family, extended family is there and I haven't seen them for a year. I'd love to see them again. But also, I would like to travel with friends. So, Amy, you have to come with me wherever I want, whenever I want. That's my dream.
I think for me is just to have assurance that I will get into the master's degree that I applied for.
Question four. What is the biggest thing that you're struggling with currently?
I think distractions from my goal and yeah, my laziness sometimes and yeah, lack of productivity.
For me, it's staying motivated and I guess hopeful in my search of a career change because I want to change into a different industry. I don't have a background in it and I don't have any experience and it is a very competitive industry. So I guess something I'm struggling is like the lack of being productive because I guess I'm feeling like not that hopeful about it. Yeah.
Question five. How do you view your self-confidence right now?
I guess overall good. I don't know. Decent. I think a lot of my confidence comes definitely from my support network. And yeah, I think they love me and support me all the time. So I guess I have a lot of confidence that way. But I guess like certain aspects, skill-based things, I'm not that confident in. But I think it's only for stuff that I guess there's an expectation for me to be half decent at it. But I feel like I'm not as good as they want me to be or as expected. So then I start, I guess, second-guessing myself and just like viewing myself as like, oh crap, like you're supposed to be able to do this. Why can't you do this? So I guess there's a yeah, I guess it kind of takes a toll onto my self-confidence.
Yeah. For me, I think I don't know, I feel like there are times where I am confident and then there's times where I'm just like not confident at all. It's almost like a roller coaster for me. I don't know why, but overall, certain aspects in like life or like certain skills, I am very confident in. But I don't know, I'm a very harsh and critical person, especially myself.
Question 6, what are you currently most grateful for?
Most grateful for my family and friends, just because they always just help me stay grounded and help me focus and guide me through life when I'm super lost. So that was like legit like a few weeks ago.
Oh man, mine's the same. Yeah, I think family and friends, because they definitely inspire me to always be a better version of myself. And they also guide me. Like similarly, when like I'm lost and I'm just not sure where I want to head, they give me their knowledge and wisdom and experiences, and they, I guess, like sit through my emotional turmoil and like pull me out of the rut that I might be feeling because of like how lost I am. But yeah, and also because yeah, they always support me. Yeah. So very, very grateful for never ending support.
Question 7, what's the most important thing to you right now?
I think the most important thing to me right now would be keeping my priorities straight according to what I value. I think me as a person, I'm quite easily, I don't know, I kind of move around a lot. Do I move around? I don't know.
I feel like you're just curious about a lot of things. Yeah. So you might get distracted and your priorities might get a bit, you know, you might just be like, oh my God, that's interesting. Should I make my priority that now?
Yeah. So actually, that is something that's like my personality type, because I learned it at this leadership training thing that we both went to. And for my personality type, it's this like the shiny object syndrome.
Yeah, that is so you.
I have that. So, like whenever I see something new, it's like it's new, it excites me, and I get really curious, and then I it's hard.
Yeah. For me, I think the most important thing is definitely to stay motivated. I don't necessarily have that shiny object syndrome thing, but I do also get distracted like anyone else will. So I think staying motivated and strive for success in my career direction is the most important thing to me right now.
Question 8. What's your proudest achievement in the last 6 months?
Being able to dissociate myself with, I guess, work problems. I used to just have my emails on all the time, and not only that, I used to start replying to emails at like 1 a.m. or like prepping emails at 1 a.m. and it really took a toll on my physical health and my mental health. So I think you know, taking those actions to make myself not be so anal about that stuff has really helped, and I've achieved that and I'm really happy about it. And also my the way I handle customer complaints have improved a lot. I think I don't put my emotions in that so much, and I'm not really affected by it anymore. Like before, I'd actually get really angry. I'd be like, what the fuck? But now
he would get very angry.
But now I've learned that, like, yeah, you can't have happy customers all the time, and it's just business.
People are always looking for something to complain about, and you have to be the one dealing with them, which is really annoying. But yeah, I reckon like it's actually really cool, like your proudest achievements are stuff that actually are helping your mental health like incredibly. Like I feel like it's improved your, I guess, way of living immensely. And it's like, yeah, really nice to see. Thanks. For me, my proudest achievement is sticking out my current role for longer than the 3 months. I guess, yeah, I was so ready to quit, but instead sticking it out for almost 1.5 years. Yeah. I'm pretty proud of that because I've grown a pretty, not pretty thick, but just a thicker skin.
Question 9. What are your goals? Short-term goals and longer lifetime goals. Let's start with short-term goals. My short-term goals is to read and listen to a lot of biographies and autobiographies of successful people and, you know, learn from their experiences and also apply what I've learned from them into my life, like their entrepreneurship mindset and business mindset and all that stuff. So, yeah.
My short-term goal is to be working in a company that I can really see myself, like, gaining valuable experiences and will help me take steps towards my career aspirations. My longer-term goal is to be, able to see my achievements and projects in person, and it can be something that I can take my family and friends to see. So I can just be really proud of my hard work, however long it may take. Yeah, I think I really like creating things, having something to be created.
Yeah.
So just being part of that process and having that there.
Yeah.
Something definitely in my longer term goals. And also a really important longer term goal for me is to be friends with Jackson Wang.
I don't know if people know who Jackson Wang. I didn't even know who he was.
That's okay. He's the love of my life.
Okay. Okay, Jackson Wang. My longer-term goals are being in a position where I can invest in many different projects in industries that I'm passionate about, and also giving back to the animals. Mm. That's, yeah, my long-term goal.
Question 10. Where do you hope to be in 5 years?
I think my goal since I was very little is to be a millionaire by 30. So I guess, like, that's, you know, 5 to 6 years from now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know if that's... Yeah, okay. I'm going to say...
It's a goal. It's a goal. You know, yeah. Dream big, whatever. Yes. Yeah, it's true. But,
yeah, like I said before, I just hope to be in a position where I'm able to invest in different industries by then.
Yeah. My goal in 5 years' time is, I guess, career-wise, I want to be somewhat established in the industry I end up in. But... I also really want, like, a really nice house with, like, a home theater, like, a basketball court, a pool table, and just, like, a really nice master bedroom. but, yeah, definitely a house with a view because I love views.
Question 11. What do you want to say to yourself in 6 months? So we actually wrote a little letter to ourselves that we will read to you guys.
Read to us in the future.
Oh, yeah. So read to ourselves.
Yes.
To the future.
Okay. So to Lucia, I hope you're learning lots in your new role and soaking in all the experiences from your colleagues and asking them lots of questions about everything. Make sure you're still doing your rehab regularly so that you won't injure yourself from Oztag, since I think by now you'll be playing a bit more. Also, I guess to me and Amy, I hope that we came out of State Cup unscathed and brought home a trophy. but if not, we'll just spice up ourselves. also, sure hope that you got a nice tan going on by now. Got the white piece of girl you've been all year. I guess finally, if you haven't been, make sure that you take some time to reevaluate your priorities so that you're spending your energy and time wisely.
Very good. Okay, I'll read mine.
Yeah.
To Amy, I hope you're not going through a quarter-life crisis. Oh, my God. I hope you're still on track with your short-term goals and your long-term goals. And, you better have read some good fucking books, bitch. Make sure you're focusing on your university degree and spending time with the right people, networking with useful people, good people. And I hope you're still healthy and fit-ish. And I also hope you are living life with less worries and less stress and using your new knowledge and skills from your uni degree, from your master's degree. Stay hungry, learn from people, and strive for more, you dumb bitch. Nah, I'm
kidding. Lots of self-love there. That's cute. Okay, hopefully 6 months, Lucy and Amy, you are.
Yeah, you guys better not fucking let me down.
And I guess to wrap up our episode, we thought it would be nice to share some of our hopes and goals for TTP in the near future or in the long-term future, but I guess, be nice to talk about it.
Yeah. I think one of our goals and hopes is to still share tips and advice to our listeners and continue to remind ourselves of all the lessons that we're learning and we have learned. So
I also hope that we're still providing entertainment for our friends and just listeners, that they, when they tune in, it's a good time. So hopefully that it's still entertaining and it's high quality content, and that we're not pumping it out just because we have to, and that we're so passionate about this, and that it brings value to not only our own lives, but everyone else's lives.
Yeah. Hopefully someone starts sponsoring us. So we can get some cash. Yeah. So we can have some better quality equipment.
Oh my gosh. If you guys have not seen our setup, it's so sad. I guess our hope one day is that, we'll be wise enough and inspirational enough that people want us to speak in front of a group of people and, I guess, cool. Inspire them. I don't know.
Entertain them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really.
It's we get hired to be, jokesters. Thanks for laughing at us.
Oh, that's so sad. We hope to maybe one day create merch.
Yes, that'd be so cool.
That'd be cute.
That'd be so good.
Our faces.
No,
t-shirt.
heavily edited and like so anime version, please.
But also have TTP be a brand or even a company for young people to get together and encourage self-growth and development.
Yeah, we were discussing before, like, it would be so cool if we could, I guess, like, push TTP into a, like, to be a young, like, people collaborative life coaching searching space. So I guess people coming out of uni or even high school and they don't really, like, they would, like, a space that can, I guess, facilitate growth and for them to be in a safe space, but also have really good guidance and, yeah, people with experience and, yeah.
Mm, I think that'd be so helpful because I definitely would have liked that.
Because
it's only, I don't know, I found it really hard to find that space in uni. And even if I did, I, like, just knew, like, no one. Mm. And I didn't feel safe.
I feel like everyone was just like, I have my goal, so I'm walking to that by myself. But, like, yeah, I guess this space could be like, okay, so we're all on the starting line, not too sure where we're going to go, but, like, let's together figure it out.
Yeah, let's bump heads. Let's see what ideas we come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I think that's well.
That's the questions that we have for ourselves.
Yeah. As we said earlier, we're going to be answering these same questions, 12 questions, in 6 months' time. So definitely keep your ears and eyes out for that. Yeah. And yeah, I guess it'd be fun to compare if our answers have changed.
And also we encourage you guys to do this as well. You guys don't have to, I mean, you guys can record it if you want, but also write it down or tell your friends or something.
Let us know. I'm curious.
Yeah. And then do it in, if you guys can wait a year.
Yes. Yes.
But if you can't, do it in 6 months or something. It'd be really cool to see your growth within that time period.
Yeah. I think it also keeps you accountable, like with your goals, especially as well. That'd be really nice.
And yeah, I think that wraps up this episode.
And we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye!